welcome to the Stoic Entrepreneur Podcast. My name is Tim Holloway, and I am the Stoic Entrepreneur. This is the go-to podcast for Stoic thought with a holistic mindset. Be prepared to be challenged to the core. I'm going to give you a brief recap, and that is happiness is peace and freedom of the mind that you only find when you live according to nature. Happiness is a mind that is free from destructive passions and a byproduct of a life lived virtuously. Number three, happiness is something that comes from within. Number four, happiness is a sense of gratitude. Number five, happiness is the byproduct of doing something meaningful. Number six, being content with your current circumstances. Number seven, the mastery of your own mind. And number eight, the pursuit of excellent character. Now, what I want to point out is this, is that with every virtue, there is a false substitute. There is a fake happiness, and there is a real happiness. Now, living in pleasure is a cheap substitute. Any form of pleasure or sedation or lust or all of these things are a counterfeit. So real happiness comes from virtue, contentment, and being in alignment with the divine. All right, so we're going to talk about five happiness realities. Number one, the deepest meaning of happiness is to have a soul that is well. Now, another way to look at this is that your mind, your will, and your emotions are well off and are in good shape. For what good would it be to possess everything the world has to offer with a mind, will, and emotions that are extremely unhealthy and not well? Now, within an unhealthy soul comes unrest, fear, dread, and worry. The sickness of the soul is the lust for power, position, and status. A man can live in prosperity, yet be destroyed by his anger and by his lust. Number two, is fulfillment is a decision and the act of the will. Now we must decide that we are going to be full and we're going to be filled. And we have to take responsibility to make it so. Now look at the things that are meaningful, like a gas tank or a gauge. And remember whose responsibility is to make sure your vehicle has fuel. Much more, the responsibility of your mindset, your will, and your emotions. Now, no one is going to oversee and fill that tank but you. Now, looking for another person to do that is going to leave us destitute. Number three, your mindset is your responsibility. Now, your character and virtue, it's placed inside of your hands. Epictetus wrote this, that God has entrusted me with myself. Now, your emotional state is within your realm of control. Be proactive in anything that promotes virtue inside of your lives and deactivate from things that diminish such things. Always consider that today you are co-creating with divinity. Every day, consider yourself a builder and not a destroyer. The question of the day is, are you going to yield to the process and begin to co-create today? Or are you going to use your abilities to destroy? Are you looking to start a podcast? Check out Podcast Powertrain. We help alpha entrepreneurs establish dominant brands by building top-rated podcasts in 14 days or less. Check out podcastpowertrain.com. All right, number four. If your opinions and judgments are getting you in trouble, create something different. Change your opinion. Now, it's important to understand this, is that we don't really remember our pain and trauma as it actually was. Now, we only remember how it made us feel. And each time we begin to ponder how it made us feel, our mind can begin to add extras on top of it. And so what needs to happen is we need to really begin to examine our judgments and our opinions so we can actually begin to take away the pain that is operating inside of our lives. Now, within childhood, we made a lot of assumptions and a lot of judgments, and it was based upon faulty logic. Okay. And somehow in our mind, it becomes exaggerated and there becomes extras and all of these different things. And what needs to happen is that we need to challenge the assumptions and judgments. It goes something like this. Me personally, I was taken away from my mother by the government and she lost custody. Okay. She lost custody of all of us kids, 5, 6 of us, right? And we went to scattered into different relatives, 4 or 5 different relatives. We all went to pretty much different locations. And my assumptions and my judgments was that my mother couldn't keep me because she didn't love me. Now, through this process of growing up in that environment and being a child, that's what my brain told me. So as an adult, I have all this pain, of course. And the only thing that began to heal me from that pain is to begin to remove the judgment from that situation. And it looked like this. My mother didn't lose me because she didn't love me. I began to give her the benefit of the doubt and understand the traumatic experiences that she had. And I began to understand that as far as talent, skills, and resources, she did the best she could with what she had. And that was that her issues and her problems really didn't have anything to do with me. And that I was just a participant inside of her chaos. Okay. Now that gives a different perspective. Now that takes me out of the equation and really understanding that it had nothing to do with me is a opinion and a judgment that had to be challenged and had to be changed. Okay. And this is what we need to do with different situations in our life in order to experience the happiness and fulfillment that we are looking for. Number 5, if your mindset is bringing you pain, create a different mindset. Furthermore, if your emotions are out of control and leading you astray, rein them in. Don't wait for society to do it for you or your loved ones. Lastly, if your desires are getting you frustrated, change what you want. Because you are in control of what you want. Now, what gets us in the most dire circumstances? Is it not our decisions and our choices? Why then will we complain about our temptations and lust and all of these different things that are operating on the inside of us? It's far better to begin to mortify them, begin to kill them, than it is to complain about them. Now, if we succumb to the lower nature, by all means, we should probably own it. Now, who is the one that is in continual opposition to your fulfillment? Now, if we'd be honest about that question, we would say the man in the mirror. So don't waste your time complaining. Spend your time changing. All right, we're in journal reflection. I want you to think of an opinion and a judgment that you need to challenge. It can be attached to your relationship. It can be attached to some childhood trauma. Whatever it is a judgment and it is assumption, and you want to begin to challenge that. Write that down now. So the things that we don't notice and we don't challenge grow. And they grow and they have this ultimate end in a lot of dysfunction. So the only thing that is going to begin to change that is begin to practice awareness and begin to challenge, okay? And that is to identify, investigate, and improve, the 3 I's. I'm going to identify the area of my life that is causing me a lot of pain. I'm going to identify the detrimental belief that's attached to it. I'm going to begin to investigate it. That is, I'm going to begin to challenge it and dismantle it. And lastly, I'm going to begin to improve because of it. I hope you enjoyed this episode of The Stoic Entrepreneur. My heart's desire is to take Stoic principles and begin to apply them into each area of life and begin to teach others how to do so also. Do me a favor, share this with somebody who would benefit highly from this content. And I will see you soon.